The decisions reached include the following. One, the immediate closure of the border with La Côte d'Ivoire on the Liberian side, with the exception of humanitarian movement of the UN. Two, the immediate deployment of members of the armed forces of Liberia and armed reinforcement of the Liberian National Police and immigration to the border. The third measure was the immediate suspension of all alluvial mining activities around the border. And the fourth measure, government is considering the relocation of the refugee camps along the border to areas that would be further within the territory of the Republic of Liberia.
Minister, it was just last week that the U.S.-based Human Rights Watch reported that mercenaries and militias based in your country were carrying out cross-border attacks into Ivory Coast. Did your government not know all this, and how come you did not take action before now?
Let me say what happened in Côte d'Ivoire. There is a hypothesis that those that carried out the mayhem might have come from Liberia. We have not established that. In fact, the U.S. Secretary General has asked the Ivorian government to investigate the identity or nationality of those who carried out those attacks. But whether they came out of Liberia or whether they are based in La Côte d'Ivoire doesn't matter so much. What matters is that there was an incident in La Côte d'Ivoire that concerns the government of the Republic of Liberia. As you know, the President, Her Excellency Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, is the current chair of the Mano River Union. So she's concerned about the peace of the sub-region, especially those countries that are contiguous to Liberia, La Côte d'Ivoire, Guinea, and Sierra Leone.
Mr. Minister, I am aware that sometime, perhaps a year ago, that your government probably was concerned that perhaps some former rebels in Liberia were operating in that part of Liberia. Is it the view of your government that Liberians who might have fought in the war, Liberia Civil War, are operating in that part of Liberia still?
There has been concern about mercenaries from Liberia. But what the Liberian government has done is we have pledged to the president that we will not allow any inch of Liberia's territory to be used to destabilize any one of our neighbors. Liberia had a difficult decade or so, and we do not want a reversal of the gains that we've scored within the sub-region. So we do not look at whatever happens in La Côte d'Ivoire to be an Ivorian problem. It is a collective problem of the sub-region, and our president is leading the charge to solving the problem.